You ready?
Yep.
Let's do this. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, hey, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun,
you know,
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're
listening, we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Grump Day. We are a political podcast with commentary and comedy. We'd like to give you, you know, our conservative viewpoint on things and, you know, try to keep the fight going. I am your host, Jason. As always, with me is Jake.
What's up?
A few things I want to start off with. We had some feedback that we were not, some of our episodes were not showing up on Apple Podcasts. We were able to confirm that they were not up there. We do not know why. They
like the past three of them.
Yeah, the past three. Now, here's what's weird. When it first hit the podcast on Apple, I guess I downloaded it. So I have episode 16, but Jake can't find it. One of our listeners has all the way up to 14, but doesn't have the last three, or 15. It doesn't have the last three. So I don't know if we crossed some kind of guideline and with no explanation, no warning, it's not there. So if you were trying to find 16, 17, or episode 18 on Apple, for some reason it's not there. We haven't been able to figure out why. No explanation for why. Everything else is showing us up there, but somehow we're missing those episodes on Apple. So I say that so you, if you do have Spotify, they are on Spotify. And of course, I've always, up until now, they are on YouTube. I understand why people like the podcast, because you can close your phone and carry on with your business and listen to the podcast. That's what I like to do. With that being said, it's Wednesday. We're going to try to give you a good show. I have a little bit of announcement at the later on through after the show. We got a structural change for the two Grumpy Elephants coming. We're just going to try something new. So what you got, Jake, for me from last episode? Anything carried over? Anything you want to throw out before we get going?
No.
Okay. I know I'm in a little monotone mood today. I know I sound a little McConnell-ish. I'm trying not to. We did have a couple of entries from last episode for drawing Mitch McConnell. We will get those up.
We'll be right here.
They'll be under Jake's beard there. Whatever is going to be above my head will be hilarious, no, I'm sure.
Right there.
Right. Oh, right. Right there. I got you.
Other side.
Oh, see, I don't know. I'm reversed. I forgot I was reversed. That's right. Okay. Well, so, all right. So let's go ahead and jump into this. Because this is going to take a minute to kind of unravel. Have you heard of the Loudoun County School Board meeting that went up in flames?
I think Trace told me about that today.
Okay, so let me give you a little background on what's going on here. You remember a couple of episodes ago, I actually brought this up about that teacher that got fired. Tanner Cross was a teacher that was opposing critical race theory.
Yeah.
And he vocally opposed it at one of the school board meetings. Well, because of whatever he said that may have triggered a suspension, he was suspended for it. Now, this is in Virginia, in the Loudoun County School District. So a judge in Virginia, I'm assuming a judge in Virginia, I don't think it went past state lines yet, ordered the school board to reinstate this teacher. Okay, so this will happen on the 9th of June is when that story came out. So earlier night, or was it last night? Maybe. All right, so this week they had another board meeting of this critical race theory and gender studies, you know, whatever, and was met with a backlash of parents and community leaders or whatever, and it got heated, brother. Now, I can't show you the video, you know, while we're talking, but even a former senator named Richard Black, now, from my understanding, he either retired or whatever, he burned them a new
Dick
one.
Black.
That's actually what it says up there, Dick Black, but he goes by Senator Richard Black.
If he was in the military, they'd call him Black Dick.
Yeah. Boy, he was a baller, no pun intended, at this damn school board meeting. I mean, he practically told them that they were actually stifling free speech. And if you don't know what this critical race theory is yet, if you've been in a rock for a couple of months, it's a new program that it's a new curriculum that they're trying to get all schools to start teaching. And basically it's teaching to hate one race over the other because of history or whatever. And a lot of people on both sides are kind of against it, okay? But it's your diehard liberals, it's your diehard progressives that are just pushing this garbage through the school system. I mean, I'm talking as early as third and fourth grade, okay? But before, I mean, all my third grade, when my daughter was in third grade, all she cared about was, LOL dolls and, stuff like that. She didn't understand what race was. You know what I'm saying? So they're indoctrinating these kids very early. And it finally has gotten to a point in particular county. I mean, it was explosive. I really challenge you to go look for some of the videos on it. It's even during that video of them backlash, getting on them for stifling free speech, they're actually stifling free speech again. They got caught with a list of enemies, and it said a list of enemies that opposed critical race theory, and they were going to somehow be reprimanded or, in some way negatively affected by their opposition of the critical race theory. I mean, it's crazy over there. I mean, it's like, it's one thing to mess with, here in the politics, but when you start dealing with people's kids, that's when the bullying level usually reaches its max. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Adolf Hitler said one of the ways to destroy America is to get to the youth.
That's exactly right. Well, I mean, so did, that's how Marxism, communism, all that is the same. It's based on the same way. Disarm your people and get them when they're young. you know. So, but the Richard Black, dude, it was amazing. I don't know who this guy really is, but he laid into them, and they cut his mic off right at the end. So you can't, I don't know what he said, but there was another guy. He sounded more British.
They cut off the black dick.
They cut him off, his mic off. You're going to get me in trouble, see? You're getting me. But they cut his mic off right at the end. Because they don't like what they're hearing, you know, because they don't like to be, whatever they're doing, they feel like they're entitled to do it, and they're in the right. You know what I'm saying? So, but here is my story. I tell you this to tell you this. Most of these little local positions and community leadership roles, you know, have gone to the liberal side. And you have to ask yourself why. And if you're having this kind of backlash from a small county, why is there no conservatives or Republicans in these positions? So you dig a little deeper. If more than we would probably like to admit, most of, if not a good majority of these small local positions and leadership roles usually run unopposed. Okay? I can't remember exactly, but I remember on the last ballot that when we were voting in 2020, there was quite a bit of list of local positions. There was no opposition.
Yeah, I remember seeing those.
You know what I'm saying? And most, if not all of them, were Democrats.
Yeah. All of them were.
So running unopposed. So me and my principles, I couldn't vote for them. So I left them blank. I wasn't going to vote for them. I didn't have an option. There wasn't no write-in option on some of these. Some of them are so small, there's no write-in options. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know how you can run unopposed. And I don't know if that is a leadership ball drop there on the GOP side locally, but there should never be an unopposed position, right? You know, election. There should always be. And I say that to say this. You see what's happening in our country. You see the line that we have to tote now. We can't say this. We can't do that. You can't say that about them. You have to say he, she, or they. It's only going to get worse if we allow these positions to run unopposed. Okay? So if you're a conservative and you really feel and your principles and your convictions are what they are, then how in the hell are we allowing these people to get in these positions to mold our young children? And they are running unopposed.
So everybody, we've taken this time to build up for this announcement. Jason Riggs will be running for office.
No. No. Because I have a job. But, all right, so I'm glad you said it that way. Because let me say it this way. Not everybody can run for office. I get that. But if you're a conservative, you support the person that is thinking about it, or you support the person that is, or you get a commission together and you find somebody to run opposed to that Democrat. You do not leave that seat open. You're giving it to them. You're giving it to them. But you can't turn around and then bitch about it. If you do not support your conservative colleagues, if you do not support the people that are speaking what they know to be right and their viewpoints to be like-minded as yours, then and you do nothing, you're just a guy complaining about the weather.
And we
you
all
understand
know,
what I'm saying?
And we all know the liberals have had enough given to them.
I won't go that far because I want this message to get out, okay, because that's an automatic no video. All right, I got it. Okay, we can now finally talk about whether or not the damn virus came from a lab, because finally the CDC said we are allowed to. Okay, what the fuck ever that means. But what I'm saying about local school board to get to this point, I know some of these positions ran unopposed. I know they were, because ours were. There are some in my county right now that have won that position unopposed. And I have a problem with that. Now, I don't know who to point fingers to, but I know going forward what we can do. We make sure that somebody is running against that Democrat. You don't leave it. You don't let them just take it. That's what Trump means by fight like hell. You take what you believe and you fight for it. If that's your belief, if that's your principles, and those are your convictions, don't give it to them. You're giving it to them. And then you have to go to the school board and fight like hell to get your daughter or your son to not have to hear this bullshit garbage that they're spewing. What did you think was going to happen? Okay, but you can't be bothered. Get in the fucking game, son. Get in the fucking game. Okay, so because if you don't, you're just a guy complaining about the weather. Okay, that's it. So I just have a problem with that. I know I got a little heated. Okay, this is coming from a lot of shit. Because I wanted to say something about this earlier, but I mean, I really didn't feel, you know, are we getting what we're getting because of what we're saying? Is our videos being vanished or vanquished because of what we believe and what we say?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we need support too, or we're going to go away.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. They want to discourage us to where we feel this is no longer worth it. I don't think nobody really is interested in what we have to say. If you are and you did nothing, who's to fault? YouTube or us? If you do nothing, just because it's not an election year, okay? My kids still go to school when there's not an election year. I still pay taxes when it's not an election year. I still have to pay bills and find a job and work when it's not election year. So stay engaged. Stand up for what you believe in and support the ones that are saying what you believe in. Or we all fade away. Point blank. That's it. If we can't get support and we can't find people to run in these positions, we're giving it to them. We're giving them the win without them even trying. And they bank on that. You can't tell me that's not a strategy. I'm pretty sure that's a strategy for them. They know that 90% of these little local are running unopposed. So let's pull our money out of there. We'll put it at Beto O'Rourke and give him more money than anybody's ever had to try to run for governor to lose. Because they're not worried about this one. No. They're not worried about that one. So when you see people trying to make a difference and they are of your principles and they are speaking of your beliefs, you need to stand up and support them or they fade away. Because talk is cheap, okay? What we need is action. That's what Trump means by fight like hell. Hello.
Well, we just got an unexpected visitor.
What's up? But anyway, so that's kind of where I'm at on this whole little thing, because I think all of this from the Loudoun County School Board could have been probably prevented if, you know, we need to get our conservative like-minded people in these positions.
Oh, yeah.
This is our future, guys. Our children will be the ones that have to deal with this shit. If you're too busy to be bothered with it right now, at least do it for your children. At least, you know, say you tried. Sitting on the sideline at this point may not be your option anymore. If you care, what happens to your schools in your district, or your policemen, your police departments in your district, if you care and do nothing, whose fault is it? So, would you like to add anything to my little rant there?
No, man. I mean, you're going on 19 minutes strong.
Okay. Well, it's been building up, and this story just clicked
with me.
Because this is bullshit garbage that they're spewing, okay? But could we have stopped it before it got to make sure that at least we got someone in the game? It's like the lottery. You're not going to hit the lottery if you never buy a fucking ticket. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I should have bought a ticket. That was one of my numbers. Well, you didn't. Okay? You didn't. For whatever reason, you didn't show up. You didn't show up to that rally. You didn't show up to support that that campaign stop. You didn't show up to support that school board member trying to run on the Republican side. You didn't show up. So is it the liberals' fault now? We know what they're about. We knew what they were going to do. They practically told you they want to defund the police. They want open borders. They want this critical race theory out there. They want gender studies. They want everybody to have their rainbows in their pocket. They told you what they were going to do. So what did we do? Did we vote? Did we speak out in opposition? Did we go to the rallies to support the ones that were running? Did we make any donations? There's millions of ways you can support somebody without even, you know, without running for a position, without too much effort. It just takes a little bit of your time. But if you care about it and you want to rant about it, you want to talk to me about, can you believe this bullshit? But then I find out you haven't been in the game. You're just a guy complaining about the weather, brother, and nobody can change it. Okay? So, things only happen when people show up. You got to show up to be a part of something.
Yeah.
You got to invest in something. If your kids are worth everything to you, you show up. Because if you don't, is it really the liberals' fault that your taxes are going up right now? Is it really the liberals' fault that we're dealing with all this can't say, can't cancel culture, wokeness? Where's that coming from? Years and years and years of local positions running unopposed. And they get in there in the very entry level and they work their way up. And the next thing you know, they are the president of the school board or they are the city commissioner. That's how they do it. They are on the long game, folks. They've been doing this long game for a while. Okay, this goes back to the 60s. Okay, this is what they do. Inch by inch. You only get inch by inch. They may lose a battle here, a battle there, but somewhere their progressive agenda is moving forward to it becomes a norm. Oh, it's normal. That's California. I mean, that's way over there. Oh, shit. That's happening in Tennessee. Oh, shit. That's in Virginia. Look at how close North Carolina became to being a blue state this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in 2020. I mean, we lost the governor race. Not really understanding that. I'll leave that to myself. But we were this close to being Raleigh. A blue state. Raleigh and Charlotte. So if you care and do nothing, I have a hard time, you know, having empathy for you when you're upset about something that a liberal is doing. Because, I mean, it takes nothing is free. There's no such thing as a free lunch, okay? You're paying for it. Somebody's paying for it. So if you don't have somebody fighting on your side, because nobody wants to do it, because nobody can get support, that is shameful. We should never see an unopposed race. And I mean that for either side anyway, because that's democracy. Just walking into an office and saying, well, I'm the new whatever, that's not democracy. That's somebody, one side gave up. You understand what I'm saying? They just gave the fuck up. You got to show up to make a difference. You got to support the ones that are helping you and trying to get that truth out on our side. You either show up or you deal with the consequences. It's like the guy is you know, it's that is the guy that's, ooh, what are those people all supporting? Let me go lead them. Or is it the guy that has no followers and he's just a guy for taking a walk? You have to support someone. You cannot let these races go unimposed. You cannot let our schools just keep getting overrun by this left-wing radical agenda that is just poisoning the minds of our children. And that's what's happening. And this has been happening when I was in school, when my parents were in school. This was the long game, folks. And if you're just waking up to it, I'm sorry that now you know. But we can do something about it. We can boot these bastards out of these offices. And we can take our schools back. And we can get rid of these teachers' unions that are just nothing but fucking money-grabbing, fucking Democrat activists. Because that's all they are. Okay? We have to be in the fight, though. That's all I'm saying. Now, I do recommend you going and looking up that story of the Loudoun County School Board meeting. That it's awesome, okay? That senator, he really, I mean, there was a lot of good speaking going on there, but I mean, he blew them out of the water. It was awesome. But it was on Twitter, the video I saw. I don't know how we can, if we can use it or whatever, maybe we can. So I said earlier that we have an announcement having to do with our show. Now, this is going to be tough for me, okay? Because me and Jake have put an extremely hard amount of work into making this show. Jake does editing. He came up with the intro. We do the little gags and stuff, you know, here and there. You know, I'm trying to do the bulk of the stories, and Jake come in and we kind of make jokes back and forth. We both have put in a lot of work and money into this show. Now, with that being said, that's nobody's problem but ours, okay? I get that. But the support that we have gotten, we do appreciate. So please do not take this as a big middle finger, because it's not. It's more the opposite. It's more of a plea for help. This is our rally cry, if you will. So from here on out, until further notice, it could change. This will be our last Grump Day episode. We are going to focus on a Sunday episode. We feel like maybe we're stretched a little thin on content, and we're not giving you a packed, awesome show that we thought we were.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I told you, you know, I listen to a fuck ton of podcasts. Yeah. And
which you've got me listening to a lot now, by the way, too.
I saw, you know, yep. if a podcast has, like, less than 100 videos, I'm not going to really bother checking them out. You know what I'm saying? And that's yeah. unless they're big names, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of my fault, you know, for not being willing to give people a chance. And I just figured that if we doubled up our episodes by doing the Grump Day episodes, we'd be able to build that library faster, and maybe people would see that we're putting out content, and we would start getting more viewers and more subscribers to the show.
Yeah.
But we're not really seeing any growth in our average viewers per video. In fact, the opposite. We don't know whether that's our fault or YouTube's fault
or
anything like that. Yeah, so... And then, like he said, you know, it gets stretched pretty thin.
Yeah, you know, there's weeks when there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to do two shows with also having another full-time job, this is not
without a staff of writers.
Right. This is all Jake and Jason. Okay? We get on our computers. We hunt down stories. We try to make them relevant for the times that we're talking about. We try to make other stories relevant to other stories. And, you know, maybe we have stretched thin on that, and we have, our quality has gone down as far as stories. So we're going to try just doing a really good Sunday show, and then hopefully we can see some viewership come in, some comments, some shared views, sharing to your friends. This goes back to, if you enjoy listening to our podcast and we're saying what you believe and how you feel is the way we feel, we need your support. We can't do everything on our own. A lot of people try to make it as a podcaster and don't. It's just they won't give them that break, or they didn't, you know, couldn't get their voice out there. They couldn't get their message out there enough to make a difference. So if you do enjoy our show and you are like-minded as us and you want to share it, please do so, because that's all we have. Now, if we are getting suppressed by Apple and YouTube, I get it. But the word of mouth is more greater than a video popping up on YouTube.
But do you remember the days we started when we were getting like 100, 130 views an episode?
We have one or two of them up there that's over 150.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Now we're rocking fucking 12 views, fucking.
We're 111.
Yeah.
15. And I mean, it's obvious. Either we got off message and we're not saying what you think is in your wheelhouse, or we're saying exactly what should be said and they are censoring us and suppressing and shadow banning our videos. No explanation for some of the video podcasts not being published. You know, it was still nothing. This is not a goodbye. We are going to pop you in the mouth on Sunday. Okay? We're going to be back funny and fierce. But we're just going to try this to make sure we're not stretching ourselves too thin and it's affecting the show. Okay? But we didn't want to just not do Wednesdays. You know, I love Grump Day. I love the way it was starting to take off. It was like when we started Grump Day, dude, it went like, oh, I love Grump Day, bro. Yeah. And now it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Down the Western Road, you know. So this is not a goodbye. It's just we're going to try a new format, different, you know, to make sure we have great content. And we're putting all our time into one show, and that way no show is bad. It might not be the best show, but it won't be a bad show. We'll have all our time was for that one show that week. So with that being said, let me just say this to all our listeners, all our followers, all our diehard commenters that, and guys, keep in mind, a lot of people that we work with and some of our family members and friends, they comment verbally in person. And we would just love for them to transfer that to get that ball rolling when we try, you know. Hey, man, that was awesome. Yeah, tell us in the comments, bro. But
that, and where's our fucking iFunny ears at?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we would have some haters, too. You know, because, I mean, who doesn't love making a liberal cry? I mean, I would have loved to have done that. And we still may. It's not goodbye. I'm just saying. But for those that are our diehard listeners, and you know who you are, and we know who you are, the biggest thanks I can ever give you. Your support means a lot to me and Jake. So I'm not trying to be mushy. I'm not trying to make this emotional. It is emotional for me. I was in a little bit of a mood today, and Jake can back me up on that, because I was not feeling good about the direction and the response and good. I know people are
busy.
We have these
talks every other week or so where we talk about improving the show, and a lot of them, most of them, go really well, and we end the phone call like, oh dude, I can't wait for fucking 2G, you know, I can't wait to start recording, this is gonna be so fucking awesome. But after today, man, I was like, do we even fucking record an episode today?
it was a tough one, dude, but it needed to be done. I mean you don't want to look foolish, and you don't want to be irrelevant, and if we're not on the right track, something needs to be done if there's a change that can be made before it's too late for that change to matter, you know. So I feel like this is a good direction, and if we start seeing a good bit of support and views and interaction, and man, I want more, then we might can go back to a grump day. But it's a lot of work too. You know, just keep in mind, dude, when we give you these stories, we have done this on our own. We don't have Colbert's writing staff behind us. You know, it's just this. I'm in my den.
We don't get to have a quarter black Garrett.
No. And that would be awesome. You know, maybe we can get a billboard. I mean, you know, just a cutout of Trump or something behind us.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
But we're going to try it, see how it goes. If you're missing Grump Day, we need to know about it. That's the only way we're going to be able to get it, bring it back, is if people want it. We're not bringing it back if nobody's wanting it.
And see a growth in our listenership as well.
Yeah, and I know that, and we talked about this today, I'm not giving a deadline of any kind. Just want to see some growth, want to see that people are engaged and excited about the show. And I understand people have lives, things get busy, people are going on vacation. I understand that. But, you know, we can't keep doing this for 11 views. It's like the guy that said, just didn't know when to give up, you know, and everybody starts feeling sorry for him. We don't want that. We want you to enjoy our show, because we're saying what you feel, and we're trying to give you an outlet to comment and express your opinions, and we can keep it completely anonymous if that's the way you want it.
Can we do that? I don't know if we can do that.
If you tell me in person, I can keep it anonymous. If you send us an email, of course we could. You know, now, but if you comment on the video, that's up to you to go anonymous, you know. But there's a settings that you can go anonymous in comments. I'm pretty sure I've seen it's just say anonymous. You know what I'm saying? So if that's your hang up and that's keeping you from engaging, with that being said, I would like to give you some good news. It looks like Kamala Harris is finally going to the border. So maybe we'll have something to talk about on that. Well, here's the funny thing. She's only going now because Trump said he was going. So Trump and a couple other Republicans are making a trip down there. But she's going to El Paso, Texas. And from my understanding, that's not like the biggest part of the crisis area. You know, it's more of I think they've already got a wall up in El Paso, Texas or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of smoke and mirrors bullshit visit probably. But we'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, she's gone 91 days. I guess it's about time. So, with that being said, we will see you Sunday, unless Jake has anything to add to my earlier rant or
no, just,
our announcement.
Just stay with us, you know.
We do love you guys. I mean, this is why we're doing it. I mean, you know, we have fun doing it. And, yeah, we get to vent, but this is what we want to do for you, too. You can vent with us. Be with us. Support us to help us stay on because, like I said, we put a lot of time and a lot of money into this, and we really want it to work, and we just need that extra support. If you can give it to us, great. If you can't, we'll see what happens. And with that being said, Trace, enjoy your days. I got you.
Watch that plant.
And we're out.
All right.
Later.
Later.